This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
New Douglas is home to a community garden for the second year in a row, thanks to the help of a Madison County sustainability grant and volunteers in the community. The garden was started last year and is in the process of being planted for the 2017 growing season. Garden coordinator Peggy Dunn says the garden will see some improvements this year with the help of additional grant money. The farmers market will open the first Thursday in June, and there's always an opportunity for volunteers to get involved.
I applied for the grant, but it all got started because I recognized how far it was to grocery stores and that I wanted to provide something that would provide really healthy food for this little tiny village in Madison County. But the grant from the Madison County Sustainability Program is what got us started with seed money to start the farmers market and money to get some of the equipment and the seeds to start the garden that's approximately 3,000 square feet plus at this point.
Well, I'm assuming you had somewhat of a good response from the community as you guys are going to continue this spring. So tell us a little bit more about the garden. I know there are going to be some changes this year, and there are opportunities for the community to get involved, and just tell us a little more about it.
Well, the garden is 3,000 square feet, and it's planted on the grounds of what used to be the New Douglas Elementary School, which closed approximately 3 years ago. The township of New Douglas took over the building and started a recreation complex with the building and the grounds. By putting in the garden, we produced close to 2 tons of food last year. Part of that we gave away. Some of it, when we couldn't find people who would take it, we sold at the farmers market. And anything that was then left went to local food pantries so that what was being grown ended up feeding approximately 80 families last year. My goal this year is to try and feed 100 families. Part of how we're doing that, last year was a really tough year for farmers and gardeners everywhere with an abundance of water and then an abundance of extreme heat. It created problems for us because we didn't have access to running water. So we had people who hauled water in for us to water the garden. This year, how that's changing is that with a part of the grant from Madison County, we're putting up a solar power station that will utilize the sun to create electricity for a pump that will go into one of the old deep wells that are on the grounds of the school that were no longer used after they went to public water. We have an irrigation system that's coming through a part of this grant that will also then move that water a fairly decent distance to water the garden. Some other things that expanded. We started a small orchard last year of peach and apple trees, and this year we've expanded that by 12 trees, and there'll be an additional 10 added to the orchard. And we got, as a part of the grant, money to buy raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, Manchurian apricots, Nanking cherries, and Saskatoon blueberries, and a couple of gooseberries that are not liking us very much at the moment. But that there would then be potentially an equal amount of both vegetable and fruit produced within approximately 3 years in the garden. And we'll continue to try and expand the garden and the orchard, partly because this grounds where the school was built in 1953 used to be a pear orchard that until World War II was producing fresh pears for almost all of St. Louis and Chicago that went out on the rails from New Douglas. So we don't want pear trees again because nobody seems to be enjoying those a whole lot, but the apples and the peaches will both complement the other small fruits that will help people balance out both vegetable and fruit.
Well, what a neat piece of history, and I think a wonderful way to kind of carry on that tradition, so to speak, and offer this to the community. Now, Peggy, I don't think this is open to everyone from New Douglas and around that area. You don't have to qualify for the fruit or the vegetables or anything.
No.
Anyone is welcome, correct?
Absolutely. This is part of New Douglas Township, and if we find that there are people outside of the township that need fresh food, if they're willing to come put in a little bit of time, we're more than happy, unless they physically can't, we're more than happy to share what we have with them. And we'll do the best that we can this year to produce enough food that we can meet the needs of the people of this township for certain. And anyone else in Madison County, you know, as long as they'll let us know that they would like to come do a little volunteer work in exchange for food, we're more than willing to share with them.
So what are some of the volunteer opportunities that exist? I know you've got a garden to take care of. You have now the orchard. So you've got to have things for people to do. What are you in need of help for, or what are some opportunities?
At the moment, we need help planting. I have 50 pounds of Yukon Gold potatoes that would like to go in the ground, 5 pounds of garlic. I just planted 15 rows of green beans before it rained the other day. So we need to get seeds in the ground. We need some help still in the greenhouse. You know, if somebody wants to come water the plants that are growing in the greenhouse, and then we'll be transplanting those. As the garden begins to grow, we need people who are willing to come out, and we have equipment so that they can weed with a little tiny cultivator. They can help us pick when the days that we're having picking. And I post most of that information on our Facebook page and on Facebook, so that when we're doing something, if we're having a planting party, then I will put it out there and anybody and what time. And then if anybody wants to show up and give us a hand, I'm willing to accept it, you know. And if nobody shows up, then I just go ahead and do it.
Well, that's very, very kind of you. Peggy, what's the name of the Facebook page?
It's the New Douglas Township Recplex, R-E-C-P-L-E-X.
Okay, people can keep an eye out for that. Now, you do have what we said earlier, kind of a farmer's market that some of this food goes to. Any details about that that you'd like to share?
The farmer's market, this will be the second year. Last year, we got seed money to get it started. This year, the market has to survive on its own. It opens June the 1st. It's on Thursday every week from 4 to 7 p.m. We'll go until October the 26th, and it's housed at the New Douglas Park Pavilion. We put up signs so that it's easy to find us. We're undercover, so if it's raining or extremely hot, we have it covered. We have a concession stand that's part of our ballpark, and we have somebody who cooks there weekly. And we're getting a lot of different items this year. Some of them will only be here once a month, like soup or honey or things like popcorn and that kind of thing. But we have probably 12 vendors this year. We'll have beef, pork, eggs, plants, nuts, honey. You name it, we're going to try and do it, and I'm encouraging people who have a cottage food license to sell their baked goods here.
Well, sounds great. Definitely a lot of things going to be available at that market, so come on out and visit those. Peggy, you said the Facebook page, is that the best way to get information about volunteering, or is there someone else that people could contact?
They can call the message at the Recplex, and it's 217-456-6132 with just their name and a phone number, and I will call them back, because not everybody has internet or a Facebook page to access us. So if they just call and leave a message, I'll be happy to call them back. If they have ideas that they would like to share with us, if they have extra plants that they don't know what to do with, we are grateful for adopting any additional garden plants that need to be planted. And then we offer education programs as part of the farmers market so that people get more information either about how to use the food, how to store food, how to raise food, and make sure that we're educating the public as well as feeding them. And then we have summer camps at the Rexplex this summer for kids. We're doing a Weird Science Friday camp, an art camp, a garden camp, and before kids go back to school in August, we're going to do an overnight camp out. So we're trying to stay actively engaged in the community and bringing the community together in ways that the school used to do here, but with the school closure, that took away a big part of how the community could come together. We also have a free library inside the Rexplex at this point, and this summer we'll have summer hours for people to come in and read or borrow books, or if it's really hot, they want to come play someplace cool, that'll be an opportunity for them to use our library.
Peggy Dunn for the New Douglas Community Garden. And again, the phone number, if you'd like to volunteer or have questions, is 217-456-6132. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.